Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Once again, it's time for your favorite podcast, Bar for Bar. The podcast where we go over some of hip-hop's classic songs, hip-hop's classic verses, and we break them down for the average listener to see what these verses meant, to see what these verses do, to see what this music does for the culture and what these verses mean to so many people. This episode, we're going to go with one of my favorite MCs, as always. We're going to go with Common. This is going to be an episode from Common. We're going to use the first verse, well, actually the only verse off of Common's intro to the album B. This is a classic Common album. This album came out, I believe, in around 2005 time. It's 2004, 2005 time. What some would say would be Common's comeback album. This is the album that came out after Electronic Circus. And this is why some people were to say that B would stand for Before Erica. Because his last album, Electronic Circus, people were saying Common kind of went crazy on him. It wasn't what the average Common fan liked listening to. It was different. It was different coming from Common. People would attest that to Common being with Erykah Badu and Erykah Badu putting some voodoo on. It's all nonsense, but it's funny. It's jokes for the coaches. This is all underlining jokes that people have said over the years within the culture. But this song is, like I said, the intro to Common's album B. It is produced by Kanye West. I believe the majority of this album, if not all of this album, was produced by Kanye West. This is the old Kanye. This is the college dropout Kanye. You got to remember during 2003, 2004, 2005, we had this Kanye was taking over like wildfire. You had the first album, College Dropout. You had Late Registration, the second album. Yeah, these things. You had the reemergence of Jamie Foxx. Kanye was behind that. And you have, like I said, Common. You got Common with this B album. So, like I said, we're going to do the first verse. I believe this is a very, very powerful verse. I wish I can just actually go into the instrumentals of it, because Kanye orchestrated something beautiful. He orchestrated a beautiful opening to this album. And I forget what the exact sample he used, but I'll get back to you all with that. But just the opening to this album was just gorgeous. And then Common comes and lays down some bars that is bar none. So the next thing you will be listening to will be my rendition of Common's B off of the 2005 album of the same title. Ladies and gentlemen, B, bar for bar. Let's go. I want to be as free as the spirits of those who left. I'm talking Malcolm, Coltrane, my man Yusuf. Through death grew conception, new breath and resurrection. For moms, new steps in the direction in the right way. Was told inside is where the fight lay. And everything a nigga do may not be what he might say. Chicago nights they stay in my mind. But I write many lives that lay on these lines. Waving sign of the times. Many say the grind's on the mind. Shorty's blunted out and everyone won the rhyme. Bush pushing lies. Killers immortalized. We got arms but won't reach for the skies. Waiting for the Lord to rise. I look into my daughter's eyes. And realize I'ma learn through her. The Messiah might even return through her. If I'ma do it, I gotta change the world through her. Furs in the bins, gramps wanting them. Demons and old friends, pops, they haunting them. The chosen one from the land of the frozen sun, where drunk knights get remembered more than sober ones. Walk like warriors, we were never told to run. Explore the world to return to where my soul begun. Never looking back or too far in front of me. The present is a gift, and I just want to be. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Common, the intro to B off the album B, produced by Kanye West. Bar for bar. Let's get it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the actual breakdown. This is definitely monumental because the bars, what he says in this verse is just crazy, man. You can see the things that Common is saying in this verse. It starts off as he says, "I want to be as free as the spirits of those who left." I'm talking Malcolm, Coltrane, my man Yusef. What that means is he wants to have as free of a spirit as the great ones who has passed before him. Now, that means Malcolm, as in Malcolm X, El-Haj Malik Shabazz, Coltrane, John Coltrane, who was a cold saxophonist during the Harlem Renaissance. Cold saxophone during that time, John Coltrane, and his man Yusef. Yusef was actually Common's best friend, childhood friend when they was younger. Of course, they were childhood friends. Common's friends, who actually was, I guess you would say he was involved in the streets. He was involved in the streets. And if you all read Common's book, One Day It All Makes Sense, he kind of describes Yusef as one of the guys that was in the streets, but you could kind of tell, you could feel the vibe that if he wasn't involved in the streets, he could have been like a doctor or a lawyer or a scientist. My man just had a great mind. So he said, "I want to be as free as those spirits," which means all three of these people he's talking about, they could not be confined to a particular box. They did not think as in everyone else thought. They were always trying to reach outside of the box, have open minds, and try to fight for humanity and try to fight for what's best for them and their families. He goes on to say, "Through death grew conception, new breath and resurrection." So he's saying, through the eyes of death, you conceive ideas, and it kind of, through sad times, you go through, I guess, a reemergence, a renaissance within yourself. He got a new breath and a resurrection. So he came back alive. Then for moms, new steps in the direction. What that means is for his mother, she's seeing her son turn into a new direction. She's seeing him changing, maturing more of a man. As he said, new steps in the direction of the right way. Was told inside is where the fight stay. Inside is where the fight lay. What that means is you all heard that old saying is not the size of the dog in a fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. So inside is where the fight lays, in your heart, what matters to you. Not how big you are, not your physical appearance, but what you mean to yourself. That inner strength that you can have within yourself. And everything a nigga do may not be what he might say. That's deep right there. Because you can take that either way. You can take that as people being false prophets. You can take that as people just being human. As in, we say one thing, but we're constantly, as humans, we're constantly contradicting ourselves because we're always learning. And we should learn from our experiences. That's why I personally say never, because God is real. You say never if you want to, but God said, "Oh, you never do that? Okay, watch this. Let me show you what I can do." I always say never, because God is real. Chicago Nights Day. Stay in my mind, but all right, many lies that lay on these lines. What he's saying is he remembers the nights he had in Chicago. It's where he's from, his hometown. So you remember these nights. So therefore, these people that he's come in contact with, his friends, his family, his experiences that he had in Chicago, these things, these lies, they lay in these lines. So what he's saying, as he's writing his rhymes, as he's composing his music, he thinks about his friends, his family, and he relates these stories to the pad. That's what MCs are supposed to do. Tell the truth within yourself and bring it out into the masses. But long as it's truthful, not fabricated. Waving sign of the times. Many say the grind's on the mind. People were saying it's the end of the world, or times are changing. Times are only changing because the technology is changing. But is it all due to the grind? What that means is it all due to us just consistently working? Is it all due to us just not thinking and taking a step back, breathing in, and just beholding all that is, cherishing all that is? Shorty's blunted eyed and everyone want to rhyme. Everybody smoked up, everybody want to rap. Where are your real goals and ambitions? We got arms but won't reach for the sky. You understand what I'm saying? we have these all, we all have these common things. We won't reach out and go grab our aspirations. We won't reach out and go get what belongs to us, what we feel to be rightfully deserve. Then the deep part, waiting for the Lord to rise, I look into my daughter's eyes and realize I'ma learn through her. The Messiah might even return through her. If I'ma do it, I gotta change the world through her. So what that is saying, that is an equivalent to the old Whitney Houston. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. That's the equivalent of that. What he's saying is, he looks into his daughter and he understands what is in him is within her. And for him to get her to understand that, he has to be able to guide, nurture, love, trust your seed that you planted. Because you never know, the things that you give to her, that God gave to you, that you give to her, can plant something totally new, to resurrect something else, to have a deep and great impact on this world. Furs in the bins, gramps wanting them, demons and old friends, pops, they haunting them. It goes to our older generations, older things that we've seen that are past, things that we are not too proud of. Demons and old friends, pops, they're haunting them. They mean they're haunting their memories, the things that they've done. The chosen one from the land of the frozen sun, where drunk nights get remembered more than sober ones. That just goes back. Chicago was called the land of the frozen sun, aka the Windy City. That's what it is. Where drunk nights get remembered more than sober ones, where some people drown in sorrows into their vices. So much because sometimes things are so hard. We're trying to get away. We're trying to relieve the pain that we're going through. So drunk nights are remembered more than the sober ones that we've had. Walk like warriors. We were never told to run. Explore the world to begin to where my soul begun. I'm never looking back or too far in front of me. The present is a gift and I just want to be. I love that line. I live by that line. Never looking back or too far in front of me. The present is a gift and I just want to be. What that means is, remember your past, but don't dwell in it. Understand where you got to go in the future. Know it. But the present is a gift. That's a double entendre. Using present as in presents, like Christmas presents, but the present as actual time. The present is a gift. Key. And I just want to be. What he's saying is, right now, what we're living in right now is the moment. Let me live in this moment. Let us strive in this moment, because this moment is going to dictate what happens in our future. So never looking back or too far in front of me. The present is a gift and I just want to be. Man, this verse is crazy. I love this verse. I remember vividly buying this album, going to my parents' house, going to my house as a child. I think it might have been spring break from college, from my freshman year, coming down, listening to this album. And when I heard this, how it started off, this whole beginning of this album, I was like, oh my God, it was a breath of fresh air. And I remember saying vividly, this is hip hop. This is what hip hop is supposed to sound. This is what hip hop is supposed to make you feel like. That feeling of that song and how it began that whole album. This whole album is classic. This whole Kanye West and the produced Common album is classic from start to finish. This album is ridiculous. Kanye used to put his foot in this album. Common put his foot in the bars. This was the truth. I remember this album vividly. I still listen to this album. There's so many other jewels that are on this album, which I'll probably get into on other episodes of this podcast. But Common's B is a powerful, strong song. I wish I had other people here to just kind of ad lib, put in their two cents of how it made them feel. But this song for me was a definite, was a must. This definitely got Common back, I guess, back in the forefront of the mainstream where his fans are concerned. This album was crazy. Every track, They Say, Testify, Love Is, all that, The Food, The Corner, I'm naming all these songs off of that album just to show that this was a magnificent album. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all enjoy this latest episode of Bar for Bar. Please believe I'm got more coming. I'm thinking, if you all are listening, tell me, give me some feedback. I got some other songs I'm thinking I might be doing. Please believe I got Pastor Choi coming up. I got some Pastor Choi. I got a verse from Pastor Choi I want to bring up. I got some Talil Kweli I want to bring to the forefront. I got some Black Thought from The Roots. I got some verses from him that I want to bring up and break down, talk about. So give me some feedback, everybody. Let me know what's going on. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Once again, my name is Mikey McFly. This is Bar for Bar, your favorite podcast. Understand it. This is all for hip hop, all for the coaching, man. All for the coaching. It's all about studying bars and giving these MCs the proper light, the proper shine they deserve. Because I know sometimes when we're listening to music, we're just only listening to the beats. We're not fully understanding and bringing in what the actual song is actually about. That's what this podcast is for. We're here to break down the bars. We're here to break down the meanings of these songs. And definitely get into an in-depth conversation about what these songs are about. So let me know. Give me some feedback. Please support. Get at your boy. I'm trying to get a bigger studio for this podcast so we can start doing some videos and posting those up. Because I got ideas. I'm letting you all know that this is not the ending. This is just the beginning of something major, and you all can be a part of it. So once again, thank you so very much for listening to your favorite podcast, Bar for Bar. I'm Mikey McFly. Get at your boy. Holler at me.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.